This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you that God will do a new thing in your life. Recently, I was talking to a young man about his current finances. He earns his monthly income from multiple streams. Even though he has a good part-time job with benefits, the salary isn't enough to meet his monthly obligations. So to supplement his income, he drives for Uber and he works as a handyman where he visits people's homes to make minor repairs. Amid the coronavirus outbreak, he's been driving for Uber far less and he's had no handyman jobs for an entire month. He's fearful. His bills for this month are covered, but he has no answer for next month. After listening to him pour out his fears, I reminded him of two things. First, Uber is not his provider. God is. And second, it is those times when we can't see a way when God will do a new thing. This is exactly the lesson God taught Moses. During the Israelites' long journey to the Promised Land, they became very hungry and thirsty. So God instructed Moses to command a nearby rock to pour out its water. Moses struck the rock twice with his staff, and there was enough water to satisfy both the people and their livestock. God didn't provide water from a traditional source that Moses and Aaron would have inspected. Instead, he did something new. God has dominion over everything on this earth, and he will use anyone or anything to do a new thing in your life. And as you think about that, remember these words, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare." Isaiah 42:9. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, think new.